Welcome back to Bush League Sports. This is episode 6. Today we got some fantasy football review with a special guest, some segments including Big 3 and Over Under. Let's rock and roll.
Commissioner of the Bobby Flay Fantasy Football League, the greatest league on this side of the Mississippi. Pierce, how are you today?
I'm good. How are y'all? Good to be here.
We're doing just fine. So, we had our draft over the weekend. How do you think the draft went as commissioner? Can you release a statement on that?
Yeah, I think everyone drafted pretty well this year. There was a few exceptions, mainly one in particular we'll talk about later, but everyone else was pretty balanced. Everyone knew what they were doing. I was quite pleased.
Sounds good.
Draft went smoothly overall, but Mac, before we get started with fantasy football, you've got a lightweight. None of us else do, but you've got one. Go ahead and throw it in there.
Love a good lightweight. Start us off.
Speech class. You miss it again, man. Come on. What's not back is nacho fries at Taco Bell. Took them away. I was very pissed. Showed up, drove after school, get my nacho fries box. Turns out they took it away. I went up to the register. I'm like, hey, what happened to nacho fries? I'm like, are they out or something? They're like, no, corporate told us to take it back. I'm like, why would you do that? Like, I just saw a commercial, so I had to get like a Chalupa box. Wasn't the best, so
kind of upset. You have a history with, like, cheesy snacks, don't you?
I'm a big cheese guy, yeah.
What was the
You had another lightweight that was revolved around food, didn't you?
No, it was the big three, the fist clenchers, where he was like,
oh, yeah, your hot fries.
Yeah, the hot fries.
Yeah, that's cheesy, right? Yeah.
I mean,
idiot.
Cheetos are definitely cheese.
Yeah. There's some cheese in
there. Yeah, you're wrong on that one.
Yeah, but not like dipped melted cheese.
No, you know
I'm talking
what I'm saying.
About.
He said cheese guy. Cheese. Yeah, that's similar.
All right, whatever.
Chicago
also, whenever we go to Culver's, gotta get the cheese dip.
I get the cheese dip. Yeah, large fry, upgrade that from medium. Get the Wisconsin cheddar cheese dip. It's nice.
Okay. Let's jump right in.
All right, let's start off with the first round. So, Pierce, what do you think on the first round? Go with it. Obviously, the first three picks were Barkley, McCaffrey, Kamara in that order. After that, it got a little interesting. Pierce, what do you think on the first round?
So, overall, I think the first three picks should, like, were taken who they should be. Or, like, you know. But, me personally, Sut had pick number two, and he picked McCaffrey. I would have taken Kamara.
I agree with that.
I love my pick, though.
I do, like, the McCaffrey's going to be a beast. Like, it's a good pick. Just me personally, I like Kamara.
He's so good in PPR, too. Both of them are.
I played in the half PPR format, and then also McCaffrey's usage rate is so high, I couldn't pass that up at two. And then Mac took Kamara at three.
Yeah, I was happy about that.
You were hoping that would happen, right?
If you listen to the last episode, I was kind of basically begging Suddy to take McCaffrey, but then it didn't sound like that, so I show up with my Stanford McCaffrey jersey to the draft, and he takes him, so.
Yeah, we had a lot of mind games going on before the draft, kind of. Yeah. Like, he was messing with me, like, he would try to, like, convince me to take one person, and I didn't know if he was, like, manipulating me or actually wanted it, so I just had to trust my gut, and I ended up going with McCaffrey. I think both of us are happy, so.
Win-win.
Yeah, win-win-win.
And then the fourth pick was Zeke. Hasn't signed yet, but I'm pretty sure he will. So I think that's a fine pick by Cato.
I don't know.
Did
you see the Jerry Jones video?
I think it was risky, but I think it's going to get done.
Did you guys see the Jerry Jones video? No, Pierce, you're a Cowboys fan. Reporter asked him about the whole Zeke situation, and he responded, Zeke who? Obviously a joke, but Zeke and his agent weren't happy about it. So we'll see what happens there.
That's extremely disrespectful to the best player.
Exactly.
But if you think about it, Jerry Jones has stuck with Zeke, like for a long time with all the off the field issues. He literally like tried to go to war with Roger Goodell for Zeke when he was suspended that long time. And Zeke still has 2 years left. It's not like it's his last year. So like I think Zeke's been pretty disrespectful to Jerry. Even though I'm not a Jerry fan, disclaimer. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Jerry Jones fan, even though I'm a Cowboys fan, but
go Skins.
Yeah, I do think it was a risk at four. Just anytime you take a pick that high, you're going to rely on him so heavily during the fantasy season. And for him not even to have showed up yet, like that, if I'm Cade, I'm a little concerned right now. That's just me, though.
Yeah, no, I definitely would have gone David Johnson or Le'Veon if I had had that pick. I think once he drops to the 6 or 7 spot, I'm looking to take Zeke if he drops that far.
Yeah.
But we had our first surprise at four with
five,
with Nick going Todd Gurley.
I hate that pick.
Yeah, that was
I do
true.
Too.
I hate that pick.
he's just so questionable on whether or not he's going to play. Like, there was talks of him literally retiring before the season. Yeah. I don't know how you can trust someone that's that messed up with his injuries.
And when he was coming into a season as, like, the top-ranked running back, too, he disappointed. He ended up being, like, 15th or 16th in fantasy points as a running back.
Yeah, he did get hurt last year.
No, it was a couple years
ago. Yeah, it was just 2 years ago.
Yeah, like,
Jake.
So he's disappointed already, and so to take him, like, this high, like, I guess you could be hoping for a bounce back, but it still feels like a reach, but...
I agree.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially with David Johnson and Le'Veon, like I just said, still sitting there. Who then went, David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell went next, back-to-back picks. Then after that, we had our first wide receivers with Hopkins and Adams. I don't think there's any surprises there.
You took Adams, right?
Yes. Big Adams fan. And then we had our next surprise at number 10 with Wyatt taking Melvin Gordon.
That was the stupidest pick of the entire draft.
Just like, I don't know, like, why? Like, read anything on social media.
No. Like, they're saying there's pretty much not even a chance he's starting the season with the team. Whereas Zeke, at least there's hope that he's going to get the contract.
Why? I mean, it's safe to say Wyatt is the least educated fantasy owner by a mile.
It's not even close.
Who do you think second?
Probably Will.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Will makes some good picks.
Though. Yeah, he does, but like, and he pays attention. He picks very to the, like, the... He picks who's best available.
Yeah, it's not
which
hard
it ends up working
to
out.
Have a good draft.
Yeah.
I mean,
who after that? Who do you think's the third worst? Luke. If we've got Wyatt worst,
Luke.
You think Luke?
With Luke's team, looking at Luke's team right now, I don't love the Damian Williams pick in the third round. But other than that, I don't think he had a bad draft. I'm high on Joe Mixon. I think he reached for him a little bit, but
second, I don't think he reached.
Like, after Nick picking Todd Gurley with Nick, like that, it might be Nick. I hate his running backs.
Between Todd Gurley, Antonio Brown, and Derrick Henry, I hate all for his first three round picks.
Who's?
True.
Nick.
They're all risky.
Why is Derrick Henry risky?
Because he's just too up and down. I think he's too up and down, too.
I'm not saying he's not good, but I had him last year. I started him when he was bad. I benched him when he went off, so... Right. I just didn't
really did. He wasn't that good until the fantasy playoffs last year when he dropped his 40 point games.
That's the ultimate fantasy struggle. Just that cycle, that never ending cycle. Yeah. It's depressing.
So wrapping up the first round, we had Julio and Michael Thomas probably. I'm surprised Michael Thomas dropped below Julio.
Yeah, the 12th pick.
I would have picked Michael Thomas before Julio
in a fantasy format.
Yeah, for sure. But
like, Julio is definitely better than him.
Yeah.
But no, if I was able to get Michael Thomas at 12, like, that is a huge win.
And then he's got the turnaround pick with Joe Mixon. Do you like that pick, or would you have gone? James Conner was kind of slotted to go in that pick. He went a little bit down for Joe Mixon.
I love Mixon. I think
Mixon's
a stud.
I was hoping he was going to drop to me with the 16th pick, but.
I was kind of hoping that at the 12 and 13 overall on the turnaround pick, he went Odell. Like, I think I would have gone Odell just because I love receivers. And to, like, have a receiving core of Odell and Michael Thomas would be disgusting, I think.
Yeah, I like to have a little more balance. I hate to have... Like, if you look with the next pick, Williams did go to Odell, and he went Julio, Odell, but his running backs are Sony Michel and Tariq Cohen. Uh-huh. Like, I'd rather have a good balance, I think, between the two.
Yeah, and then Tyreek Hill at the third pick of the second round. That's a good pick. Good guy.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill's a beast.
Personally, with Wyatt... If he was
on
smart,
off the field.
If he would have realized Melvin Gordon, if he realized how, because obviously I don't know how much he knew about Melvin Gordon before the draft, but we told him after. If I was him with that pick, I would have taken another running back, I think. Just because.
Yeah, I mean, he clearly didn't know what he was doing because he took Melvin Gordon.
Just because the wide receiver position is so deep this year, he could have gone two running backs and still been fine.
We get to some of Wyatt's mistakes a little later in this draft.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable that someone could be this bad at picking
a fantasy football
team.
It really is.
So, anything else notable you had in the second round, Pierce?
Look, I picked Juju with the 7th pick in the second round. I was really torn between him and Mike Evans. Mm-hmm. I can't decide.
I like Juju.
Yeah.
He's my dude.
Yeah, you had him last year, right?
Led me to the championship.
Yeah.
I think you had a good pick there.
I believe in him.
I'm also really high on Keenan Allen with the next pick, Tyler. I love Keenan Allen. I think he's going to be good this year.
Yeah, Keenan Allen's pretty good. I had him last year.
And then...
I had a group of wide receivers right there that all got taken that I was just going to wait and see who fell to me, like Keenan Allen, Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, and then Thielen. And I got T.Y. Hilton, and, like, I kind of had to make that pick because I still think he was the best player on the board as a receiver like that, and I wanted to get a receiver. But he was definitely not the person out of that group of receivers I wanted to fall to me.
No, but he's probably – I think he's the worst out of the group of receivers, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
I think if I were you looking at the picks now – you did end up getting Amari, but I probably would have gone Amari in that spot.
Uh-huh. Me and Venti was picking right behind me, and so we were playing kind of mind games the whole draft with, like, mm-hmm. the turnaround and uh-huh. stuff. And so I did have a feeling. I didn't think he was going to take Amari, which he didn't, so I was able to just pick him up on, like, the turnaround.
Amari's a beast, too, by the way.
Yeah. The only thing I worry about T.Y. is Andrew Luck is hurt so often. It worries a little bit because he relies on Andrew Luck a lot.
I get so many discouraging ESPN notifications from business people saying, like, Amari Cooper's going to be bust. Amari Cooper is shaky. And then, like, T.Y. Hilton doesn't have a quarterback. Like, fantasy hates on my team so much.
I love Amari Cooper this year. I think he's going to be solid. And then you had Venti on the turnaround, went Chubb, and took the first tight end off the board and went Travis Kelce. So Venti's loaded up on running backs and a tight end early on. Which
first tight end went in the draft.
I just said that.
Literally just said that.
Yeah. I wasn't listening.
So Kelce's essentially a wide receiver, the one in the way he plays sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
So he's a solid pick.
Especially playing with Patty, too. I mean,
he just benefits so much from...
You can't treat him like a tight end.
Just the way Patty just scrambles and just dumps it off to him, he gets so much production in there.
What did you think of the... Leonard Fournette pick in the third round.
I loved it. Garbage. I mean, it was a good pick.
Well, keep in mind here, so a little backstory.
What do you have against Leonard Fournette?
I picked him in the first round last year, and he was the worst first round pick by far. It wasn't even close. He got hurt pretty much immediately, like in the third quarter, I think, of the first game, and then he just never recovered, basically. He was atrocious. I tried to warn Mac not to fall into the trap. And Mac didn't pick Devontae. He didn't pick Leonard Fournette. He picked Devontae Freeman.
Yeah.
Yeah, it came down to the wire, like the seconds of the draft clock. I picked Devonta as soon as I put that sticker on.
Devonta?
I love me some Devonta.
It's a long A. You know, like phonics. Like
Devonta.
Don't talk to me about how to speak. Anyways, I took Devonta. Immediately regretted it. And... Tyler shortly took Leonard, and I asked him just straight up.
3 picks later.
Yeah, Devontae for Fournette.
And Matt could have picked Leonard Fournette at first.
I could have, but instead I just traded him straight up. No harm there, but I feel like Fournette's going to be the better pick this year. I like the Jags better.
I think they're both very, very similar running backs in the way that they play. I think they both get injured a ton.
Yes.
So that's one thing to keep in mind. I think I'm a little bit higher on Devontae Freeman this year.
Definitely.
I'm not as down as Fournette. I know Fournette, you've got direct personal issues with Fournette. But
if you listen to this, you suck.
I don't think he's listening.
Keep in mind, between those two picks was Josh Jacobs and Derrick Henry. So
Cade surprised me with this pick. Josh Jacobs, he really reached for him here in the third round.
That's early.
What did you think of the Kerryon Johnson pick? Because in a lot of mock drafts I did, Kerryon Johnson went like a lot earlier.
But I've also seen ones where he drops like the fourth round. I love Kerryon Johnson. I think he's really good this year.
I like him.
You took him.
Yeah, that was me. You're surely.
I had him last year. Unfortunately, he got hurt, so cut his season short. But I was hoping he would drop to me, but he didn't. So next up, you had Lucas with Chris Carson. I think another reach here.
I've seen some stuff that Chris Carson's a sleeper, but like I don't know that much about Chris Carson. He kind of flies under the radar. I feel like a lot.
Well, Seattle's always known for Russell Wilson and him throwing the ball, so. Exactly.
But they're supposed to be run down this year, so we'll see how that works out, because I do have Russell as my QB.
Russell's always a solid pick at QB, though. He always just puts up numbers.
Yeah. Can do everything. He's the man.
Next up, I took Marlon Mack, and then Wyatt took Aaron Jones. So two pretty similar running backs there.
Yeah, I think round three, especially late round three, is just – it's a lot of people just stocking up on receivers or running backs, just depending on what they took early.
Yeah.
So I feel like you get a lot of players in like similar categories, and it's just who you prefer better, kind of. Moving into round four, one of my favorite picks of the draft, George Kittle. Every time I did a mock draft in the second round, it would suggest me to take George Kittle for no reason. There was no way I was going to take George Kittle with, like, my very solid second-round pick. So I was excited to see where he went. And so he went – he slipped all the way to the fourth round with the first pick. So I like that pick, Luke.
Yeah, I'm not a big tight end guy. I'd rather have two solid running backs and two wide receivers before I take a tight end. That's just me, because I've had success in the past just getting a decent tight end and hoping he puts up just 8-9 points of the game.
Mm-hmm. My tight ends are always awful.
Yeah.
It's really frustrating.
Yeah, mine are usually pretty bad, too.
I tried getting a good one this year, and I got a steal with Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz is a beast.
Yeah,
Ertz
in the fourth round. Late fourth round, too.
So I do like that pick more than like the Kittle pick.
Yeah. I was happy with that pick.
Next, we had Patty Mahomes. Williams took Patty Mahomes fourth round, early fourth.
Probably. I think he dropped. I think he slipped, honestly.
I wouldn't say he slipped. I think that's right around where he's supposed to go.
Early fourth?
I think it was a good pick.
Yeah.
I regret. If my pick in the third round wasn't so early, I think I would have taken him. I didn't feel right taking him the second pick in the third round.
Yeah, that'd be too early.
I'm also, same thing with the tight ends here, where I'd rather wait on a quarterback and stock up in other positions, where I think the quarterback, you've got 10 guys that are going to be halfway decent.
Yeah. I know you waited super late for a quarterback, didn't you?
Yeah, I waited till the eighth round to take Andrew Luck, who I'm happy with, as long as he's healthy.
Is he healthy?
No.
Yeah, no.
We'll see.
He's not. So you're not happy with your team. Jake hated his team after the draft.
Let the record show, Jake hated.
I didn't like it. It's starting to grow on me a little bit.
He was running around telling everyone how much his team sucked and how much he hated it. So,
I love my team.
I'm also a fan of my team. I feel like I'm very balanced.
Yeah, I'm starting to dig. My wide receiver group is very strong, I feel like, so that'll help me a lot. I think I lack a little bit in the RB2 slot, but I think Marlon Mack can be okay.
And then another pick I found interesting in the fourth round was the ninth pick. Kate coming up to snatch Baker.
Well, I think first we got to talk about fourth round right after Mahomes went. Wyatt freaked out and took Deshaun Watson, who's another reach.
And the difference between Mahomes and Deshaun Watson is like so big.
Yeah.
Like it's astronomical. And he obviously had no clue what he was doing. And he just saw a red sticker, which is a quarterback on the board. And he decided he had to take the second best one.
And if anyone's listening to this and has gotten a little confused, this is the same person who took Melvin Gordon in the first round.
Yes.
So within the first four picks, he now has Melvin Gordon, who probably isn't playing, and then he took a quarterback he probably could have waited
another round, probably.
At least
he could have gotten a better wide receiver and then get him back around.
Because I think if he waits another round, it set the, like, you just talked about Cade with his Baker pick. It sets the, once Cade took Baker, it set the thing that quarterbacks were starting to go, and people had, you got to adjust to your draft, and you got to start taking them if they start going. So I think that's the problem with Wyatt, and then we'll talk about later his sixth round pick, another interesting pick. We'll get there later.
Replace interesting with just terrible, because they're not really interesting picks, they're just bad picks.
Atrocious.
We'll go ahead and say, I think Drew Brees in the sixth round is not a bad pick. It's the fact that he took him after he took Deshaun Watson. Like, Drew Brees in the sixth round, I think, is fine.
Yeah,
with how many quarterbacks are gone.
Yeah, that's why it's a bad pick if you already have
a quarterback on your roster. It's just horrible.
Because right now, Wyatt's looking at, assume Melvin Gordon's out. So we're assuming Aaron Jones is RB1 behind, and then next up is Latavius Murray, who's second or third string down in New Orleans. And then his wide receivers are Tyreek Hill, Chris Godwin, and Will Fuller.
Yikes.
Yeah.
He could have gotten Diggs instead of Watson. And have Tyreek and Diggs as his two wide receivers, and then had Breeze.
Which would be good.
Yeah.
It would have helped his overall draft,
so,
but no, it's not Wyatt.
Diggs was my pick in the fourth round.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
So I think I added to mine, because now my wide receivers are Devonta Adams, Stephon Diggs, and Cooper Kupp. So I think I've got a pretty solid wide receivers.
What did you see in the fifth round that you liked?
Let's see. I'm starting to lose track here as we get down the thing.
I liked Luke's pick.
Tyler
Lockett.
Yeah, I think Tyler Lockett would be good.
I wanted him for like a wide receiver QB duo with Russell, but he's not willing to trade him, so it looks like it's not going to work out for me.
So AJ Green went fifth round, fourth pick.
I was just about to say, I think Cade, looking at Cade, I think Cade reached pretty hard, both for Jacobs, Mayfield, and Green here.
Uh-huh.
Where Green's out at least 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah,
So when he comes back, he'll be fine. But to take AJ Green before you even have a set wide receiver two, I think it's a little interesting.
Yeah, it was a lot of reaches for Cade, especially. And to do him consecutively like that is definitely risky. He has a good team, though. So, I mean,
well, you got to keep in mind, Zeke still has not signed. So that's another question mark on this team.
That's, I don't know. I just feel so uncomfortable if my best player wasn't signed to a team yet.
Like, if he could make the playoffs, he'd have a good team, like a good push for the playoffs. But yeah. I think that's if he makes it.
I think Zeke will play week one. Like, I think
he is going to, too. I mean, obviously, AJ Green's hurt, not contract. So I think he's guaranteed out 2 to 3 weeks. Once he comes back, he should be fine, though. I'm still not super high on Baker either. I think he's going to be good, but I think to take him that early is too early for me.
That's the third quarterback taken, right?
I mean,
he's just playing like the rookie Chance that just he has a great year. He does have some talent around him, which will be interesting with Odell. Like, I can see where he's coming from. It definitely is a little early still. I mean, I'm a Baker fan, though. I think he's going to be good in that NFL. I don't know when, but I do think he'll be good.
Yeah, I think the hype around the Browns is a little much for...
Yeah, he definitely
like, I people keep forgetting, like, last year they weren't... They had a decent team, and they still weren't that great.
I mean, they had Odell. How many games they won last year?
I don't know.
Like...
7?
Yeah, like, somewhere around the middle mark. I mean, I think they can win 10 games.
I think they could, too. Who do they have in front of them in their division?
The Steelers, Ravens.
I like the Steelers Bengals. More than them, I think.
Oh, yeah.
No, I like Bengals. I like the Ravens and the Browns more than I like the Steelers.
I think I've got Ravens, Steelers, Browns.
I think Bengals are definitely
Yes.
Oh, my God. That was Mac. Just clearing that.
Mac, do you have anything I could say?
Excuse me.
The bathroom's right around the corner. It's, you know where it is?
Yeah.
You don't sound too good, buddy.
I'm fine. I don't know. All right, let's get back to the giraffe.
All right, let's get back to the fifth round.
Fifth round. Sut took Aaron. It looped around inside the pick before me. I wanted Aaron Rodgers. Take a quarterback because it looked like they were going off the board, and he took him right before me, so I had to settle for Philip Lindsay, which I'm pretty satisfied with. He's at my flex right now.
Royce Freeman.
I love Royce Freeman.
No.
Royce Freeman's my favorite player in the NFL.
No.
I don't like Philip Lindsay just because I don't know how it's going to be with Royce Freeman, how much they split carries this year.
Don't worry, I do have Royce Freeman on my bench just in case things go south for Philip.
Philip screwed me over when I had Royce Freeman last year. It was just Philip Lindsay, just this random guy came out of nowhere and started taking carries.
He's so fast and explosive, like it's a good flex.
He's got a name like Royce though.
Yeah,
that is a cool name. Royce.
Royce Freeman's a dope name.
Exactly.
Like that just sounds like an immovable object.
Imagine Philip though, like puffy curly haired guy named Philip running towards you.
Old Phil, it's the same.
Little Philly boy, like
Philly.
Okay.
Phil is an unathletic name, I feel like. Whereas Royce is like...
Philip Rivers. Phil Mickelson.
Golf.
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil. You want me to keep going? Because I will.
Keep going.
That is some peak athleticism you've made so far.
Yeah, hey, I'm looking this up. Your point's proven. You don't have
Mickelson might be the most least unathletic, good professional athlete of
least
all time.
Least unathletic. That's a lot of double negatives going on. Can you say that again?
Phil Mickelson might be the most least athletic professional athlete of all time. Like, good professional athlete.
Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty?
Tom Brady? The most unathletic.
Phil Jackson?
I never said most. I said one of the most.
Okay, I was just...
We're talking about Phil's here.
I was naming others for the sake of conversation. Tom Brady...
Is a system quarterback.
There's no way to know whether
he's
a system quarterback.
He is nothing without Bill
Dawson. Bill Dawson, the kicker? I mean, y'all started this war. I'm going to finish it.
Dr. Phil won this
year.
You could stop after Dr. Phil.
Okay. Where were we? Fifth round still?
Sixth round.
All right. Sixth round.
Breeze went in the sixth round. Wyatt's second quarterback.
It's sad. It's just sad.
You hate to see it.
It's sad.
It's not good. His team is so bad.
Tyler Boyd by Will in the sixth round, late sixth round. I like that pick.
That's solid.
I like Tyler Boyd.
Well, that's early sixth round. Just to point it out.
I'm sorry, guys.
I'm not saying I like the pick. I'm just saying it's early sixth round.
Yeah, I got
you.
I picked Cam.
You're a big Cam fan.
The swaggiest quarterback in the NFL by far. It's not debatable. Even close. Not even debatable. Close. Not even close. Not even close.
I mean, Patty Mahomes throws sidearm and
based off pure like field talks, talent, it's Patty
and he talks like he's going through puberty.
But off the field, it's Cam.
I agree with that. Do you see the like hat type thing he wore the other day?
He's always got some hat on or something.
Yeah. Cam swagged out.
Yeah, Cam is swagged out.
Shout out Atlanta, baby.
That was
always repping.
That was stupid. All right, my favorite pick in the sixth round. Or I've got two. I like DJ Moore by Tyler.
I don't even know
Cam Newton by Pierce.
And Carson Wentz by Venti.
Yeah, that's
DJ Moore is the number one wide receiver. I like him a lot. I think Cam will be good this year throwing to him. And I like Wentz a lot this year. I think Philly's got a good offense.
You always like Wentz.
I've been high on him since the start. I had him his rookie year, and he had
injury prone.
What has he had? One injury? I think he's at the one ACL tear.
Tore his ACL, yeah. That's pretty big.
He's
name
an injury.
Yeah,
fast.
I think you take 10 football players, 6 of them have torn their ACL, though.
No, is a reach. I'm not going to fact check that, but that is just wrong.
I mean, let's name the first 10 players that were taken, see if any of them have torn their ACL.
Saquon Barkley.
No.
Christian McCaffrey.
No. Right? No.
I don't know if they tore their ACL or not.
Kamara?
I don't think so.
Zeke.
No, definitely not. I know that.
Todd Gurley.
Yes.
Has he torn his ACL?
Yeah, he's torn it like 3 times.
He didn't call.
There's 3 ACL tears right there, so we're at 3-6.
Whoa.
That is
five.
That's
David
three.
Johnson.
No. He's only had a wrist injury. That's his only major one.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because he was out 2 years ago.
I thought he had the ACL tear.
Yeah, I thought he did too.
I may be wrong too.
Either way, we're not on track for 6 out of 10.
Well, we're at 3 already with Todd Gurley's 3.
We're
not at 3.
Todd Gurley's had 3 tears.
It's one. It's one person.
All right, so let's say David Johnson did 2.
Yeah.
He sat out, so basically he had an ACL tear.
David Johnson.
Absolutely not.
No.
Yeah, David Johnson. His ace, it's meniscus, not ACL.
It's not ACL.
Oh, so it doesn't count.
It's not ACL.
Full tear of the meniscus, partial ACL tear.
Okay, we'll count it. Fine.
I guess.
Hopkins.
I don't know.
Devontae Adams.
I don't know.
Come on, you're the Devontae Adams guy.
I mean, but like, he could have torn in like college or high school. I don't know that.
Melvin Gordon.
I feel like he's been injured. I don't know if it's ACL.
Out of 10. Point proven. 6 out of 10 players do not tear their ACL.
The sample size was not a good sample size, so we can't confirm that.
Okay, well, Wentz is injury prone and not as good as everyone thinks he is.
That's a really roundabout way to say Wentz is injury prone.
Yeah.
Going on to the 7th round, Josh Gordon went first overall.
Reach.
You reach?
Yeah. I don't know if he was on anyone's radar at that point. Besides maybe Tyler and Venti took him. Tyler and Venti are Patriots fans. I don't think he was on anyone's radars outside of Tyler and Venti.
He was not on mine, for myself.
I had not even looked at him.
I'm not saying it's a bad pick, he just wasn't on mine.
Which means it was a bad pick.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Because I think I would have much rather had a Marvin Jones or Robbie Anderson with that pick.
And I'm waited. Not a believer in Marvin Jones anymore. After last year, I think I had him last year.
I mean, I'd rather have Kenny Galladay, but I think Marvin Jones is fine. As a flex player, Marvin Jones is fine.
What do you think about Sammy Watkins?
I don't like Sammy at all.
I would never pick Sammy Watkins.
Talk about injury prone.
Yeah.
Sammy. Sammy's hammies.
If you have a muscle group associated with your name, that's probably not a good sign.
I mean,
unless it's like biceps. I don't know anyone who's named like Bobby Bicep. So, I mean, yeah, it's probably not a good sign. You're probably getting hurt a lot. Like, I mean, I think of Derrick Rose and knees, pitchers and elbow surgery. Like, you just don't want to be associated with the body part.
You just named like you went from like naming a player's name to just pitchers. All pitchers in baseball just elbow.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying though. Tommy John has a whole surgery named after him.
Okay, that's one player. I'm just saying.
Sammy Watkins is one player. I'm just making a general comment. Start talking, please.
I understand Sammy was one player. Just
went
for all pitchers.
What round?
Seventh.
Seventh.
I gotta count.
I like Will Fuller late in the seventh. I think he's be good.
That's by Wyatt, everyone. The guy who picked two quarterbacks, Melvin Gordon.
I do think that's a good pick by Wyatt. The problem is it's...
Never thought I'd hear that phrase.
The problem is it's like his wide receiver two, which is, I don't think, good. I think he's good for a flex spot.
It is his flex.
Yeah, it is his flex.
Oh. Stupid. Well, do you consider... You consider Godwin better than Will Fuller?
Yeah. Okay. That's a wide receiver one.
I think
not by a lot.
That's a starter versus a like a second option on a team because he's behind DeAndre. Chris got no one on Tampa Bay. Oh, he does. Mike Evans. He does
Mike
have
Evans.
Mike Evans.
Yeah, and OJ Howard. I consider OJ Howard above him too.
I would put OJ Howard above him as a target too. So.
Which you consider they don't have a good tight end, man. So yeah.
I don't know who.
I don't know.
It's a.
It's tough they're
debate.
Similar. They're very similar.
Yeah.
So I thought it was interesting how Brady went in the eighth round.
Like, yeah, I think it's another reach by Tyler, another Patriots fans.
Yeah, that was bias.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think he's a fantasy quarterback. It's, I just don't think it's worth it. Like, he's not, fantasy-wise, it's not matching up to what his on-field production is.
No, I mean, you can't argue with the wins. They're there, and like,
yeah.
It's the fantasy is not, it's not an elite fantasy quarterback.
There were a couple. There were three tight ends taken in that round, which is weird. Hunter Henry, Vance McDonald, and then the David dude from Cleveland. I don't know.
David Njoku.
Thank you.
I like both of them except for Vance McDonald, who that's again Wyatt.
I like Hunter Henry a lot.
I do too. If he can, he had an ACL tear last year.
Yeah,
he can stay
healthy.
Shout out to my
so many ACL tears.
Got picked in the eighth round.
By me. You're welcome.
Yeah.
I like Courtland Sutton. Especially just because of how much Emmanuel Sanders gets hurt.
Yeah.
If they can ever find a solid quarterback.
Did you just wish injury upon another man?
No, I said especially how much Emmanuel Sanders gets
hurt. Be careful.
Hurt.
It's bad karma. Ninth round.
That made no sense.
This is where it kind of got lazy in the draft. And
this is the point where everyone's starting to just wants it done. You're done with picking your starters. You're just looking at backups.
A defense got picked. The Bears.
Yeah, Bears went. Cade again with another reach. Went Bears.
Cade really just went out and got who he wanted. Like,
yeah.
He didn't really care where they were. He just.
To an extent, it works well, but if you look at his team, his backup running back is Kalen Ballage. Like, when he's got a bye to sub in Zeke. Keep in mind, Zeke may not even play. But if he's got a sub in Zeke or...
Potentially, Kalen Ballage could be a starting running back.
Yeah, his RB2.
Which is...
That's not good.
Not good.
I'm not a fan of the drafting defenses. I like picking them up on the waiver week by week based on matchup.
I like picking them last if I do pick them.
Yeah, I looked at the week one schedule and I saw the Seahawks are playing the Bengals and they're still on the board. So with my last pick, I took the Seahawks. But I don't like having a consistent defense throughout the year.
I usually like to say I'm going to draft him in the last round, but I usually take him 13, 14. Just if I can get a solid defense, and then usually I'll – by the end of the year, I'm picking up people based on who they play. But I think the Bears was a reach there.
I just picked the Cowboys in the third to last round, kind of biased. Shout out the Hot Boys.
Yeah, that's good, though, because then you can, like – you get that coordination, you know, where it's like you can root for a team, but also root for them in fantasy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you don't get in that rooting against thing. In the 10th round –
we had kickers start to go.
Yeah.
Okay, but Wyatt, with taking the first kicker in the draft, instead of going with Greg Belay, he takes Harrison Butker.
Doesn't make any sense. Keep in mind, this is before he has...
Does he have a quarter? No, he has two.
He has two.
He has two quarterbacks by this point.
Does he
has every position covered.
He has every position covered, but...
It's just sad.
Load up on some bench players first before you.
I don't necessarily. I don't necessarily mind Butker over Greg the Leg.
No, I do.
I think Butker's a good kicker to have, but he's Greg the Leg. Greg the Leg.
If you're gonna take a kicker and you're gonna be the first one to take him, it has to be Greg the Leg right now.
It's gotta be.
A couple years ago, Pierce lit me up with 27 from Greg the Leg.
Picked him up off the waiver wire that week.
Yeah, that was one of my most frustrating fantasy losses.
And I only won by like 6 points.
Yeah, when Greg the Leg like 20 balls you, that's just that was frustrating. There was a run. There was 1, 2, 3. There were 5 kickers taken in a row at the end of the 10th round. So
everyone got panicky and wanted to get there. Sure,
we were at that point of the draft. The 11th round's really defense heavy.
Uh huh.
Like half of it looks like defenses.
I like Kiki Kuti.
Yeah.
I like that pick. I took Robbie Gould with my kicker there. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, kicker is really, I feel like you just pick it based off offense.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. That's what I did when I picked my kicker. Like, or teams that can't finish. Yeah. They get down the field, but they can never score in the red zone.
Cade can't finish.
That is true.
Cade cannot finish.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Last pick, DK Metcalf of the, what are we, on the 11th round now?
I like that.
Yeah,
it's just like taking a chance, like, you know.
Uh-huh. He was so high on before in the combine. Yeah. After.
He's jacked too, so that's cool.
He is jacked.
He is.
That is true.
If I had to pick one NFL player to be my bodyguard, I think I'd pick DK Metcalf.
Let's go around. Bodyguard, NFL players, who'd you pick? So you got DK.
Pierce? Tyron Smith. Tyron Smith. For the Cowboys.
You just bleed blue.
Yeah. I mean, this man wears a knee brace for his elbow. Like, he's a monster.
I'm going to Dominican Sue.
He's a straight
animal.
He is just overly aggressive.
And he's big, too.
Yeah, I like that one.
Based off the board, I would probably take Derrick Henry. Mm. Could run over anyone.
Mm. He's big.
He is big, yes.
You can't deny that.
Is he tall or short?
He's tall. He's probably like,
you see that picture next to him, the tight ends?
Yeah. He's probably like 6'4", 6'5". Yeah. Tall for running back.
So we're all protected if we got mugged and we had those bodyguards.
Yes.
All right, good.
Definitely. DK Metcalf, he would like, that's just a scary, all these guys are scary dudes. But I mean, Metcalf, the pictures of him at Ole Miss were absurd.
If we had a Royal Rumble of the bodyguards, who would win?
You're loving the hypotheticals.
Yeah, I don't. I can't like.
I like it.
Baseball.
I'm trying to think of DK Metcalf wrestling in Dominican Sue, and probably in Dominican Sue.
Yeah, so Sue wins that round. Me and Pierce, I think Tyron Smith would probably win.
If there's nowhere to run, because Tyron Smith, you know,
it's a circle. It's
gigantic.
Like, okay. Yeah. So it'd probably be the two big boys.
Yeah. Okay.
And then who would win?
Okay, I think Tyron Smith would. I think
so. This is O lineman versus a D lineman.
No, wait.
No, he's saying we already moved Tyron Smith on to play Dominican Sue.
The Narcan Sue, like, I'm not, I know I picked him, but, like, he's just so, like, it's in his head. Like, just that mentality
seems, like,
is scary.
Like, he seems like
he'd
he's
be willing to buy somebody's
team.
He'd fight dirty. Yeah.
He would.
Okay, so Dominican Sue would be our,
the winner.
Our wrestling champion.
Yeah.
Good pick, Jake.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's fair. What happened in the 12th round?
No. After this, it's pretty much.
It's really boring.
Oh, Kareem
got taken.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Me.
Okay.
A playoff push, land of the year.
I don't mind
how
that pick.
Eight.
Oh, jeez.
12th round, I mean, come on.
I don't mind it.
That's bang for your buck.
I was going to get him that round.
I forgot about until my friend Will, in the league next to me said, what's up with Kareem Hunt? And then I was on the clock.
If Kareem ends up going off in the back half of the year, that'll be a...
Well, it'll be interesting to see how much... How they split time between him and Chubb.
Yeah, true.
They have two good backs.
They do.
Because then that could hurt Venti, who's got Chubb.
Yeah.
How much if, as he's making a playoff push.
Venti's punching the air right now.
Yeah. Venti's in the room with us right now. If you guys didn't, you guys probably don't know, but he's just hanging out.
Yeah, the Stew is a cool place. We welcome all people.
I could have beat y'all's bodyguards with Aaron Donald.
I
thought about it.
At the end when we were talking, I was like, man, Aaron Donald probably would be the best pick.
Aaron Donald's cousin goes to my school.
Wow. That's really cool, buddy.
Confused. Go Danes.
Yeah, go Danes.
What's his name?
It's a girl.
What's her name?
Jordan
Donald?
That's a terrible name if that's her name. That Jordan
sucks.
Donald.
He's not doing anything in life.
Jeez.
Wow.
That was mean. Yeah, if Aaron Donald listens to this podcast, he's coming to beat you up.
It's a risk I'm willing to take, honestly.
I mean, that's
just to say it happened, I'll say that Aaron Donald beat my ass or something.
No man's feet that's that size should move that fast, I'm going to be honest.
Have you seen the drills? Like, they've got the pads lined up,
yes,
he's stepping over. It's
just
so quick.
Yeah, it just seems like.
It's like Shaq.
I
would. They're
not at all.
The quickness between the two is so different.
Yeah.
Also, Shaq's way taller than.
Yeah,
Aaron
Shaq's
Donald.
Like 7 feet.
Yeah.
7 feet
like, they don't compare.
They're both big.
Just sparking some disgust.
All right. As we get boring in the later rounds, just wrap 12 through 16, are there any picks you'd like to especially point out?
Yeah, shout out Penny Hart. Vincey took Penny Hart with the last pick in the draft, KR alum.
I liked my
dropped them 2 days later.
Yeah,
go Tigers.
We're not going to discuss that.
I liked my backup quarterback pick. I took Lamar Jackson in the 13th round.
I also like that pick.
I think out of all of the backups, like other than Wyatt, who's Drew Brees because he's an idiot, I like that Lamar has a chance to like really blow up. I feel like on the Ravens that he could just go off, and I could end up looking really smart for that pick. And if not, he just won't play. So I really like that one. I thought that was my best pick of the draft, honestly.
Really?
Very high on Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, relative to where I picked them, I mean, he's not my best player, but, like,
yeah, your draft class, yeah. I like Deebo Samuel late. A little bit of bias there for South Carolina, but I think from what he's shown in the preseason, he looks pretty solid out there.
K took him?
Yeah.
K did a good draft. It was a
he reached a lot.
Yeah, really, that's what exactly after good. We finish wrapping this up, we'll go through and just go through people's teams and talk about them. But does that wrap it up? I don't see really any other notable picks. I like
Mitchell Trubisky got picked in the 15th round. So
well, Tyler has three quarterbacks on this team.
That's
between Trubisky, necessary. Rivers, and Brady.
No, he had the didn't one go to
Was one of them Cade's pick?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but he had
Trubisky. I think Trubisky was Cade's.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it was.
So it was
That's fine for
so
Cade then.
Has Trubisky now.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense then.
Alright, do we want to go over rosters and break down
the we'll go straight through the order. We'll start with Venti's team.
That's fine.
Just pick right. One, overall one. Obviously, his running backs are strong. I do worry, like we talked about, Chubb, playoff push. I do worry just a little bit. I think if Chubb sets the standard early, he'll be fine, but
I think at the worst, they'll split carries when Kareem comes back.
Nah, Kareem's a full-time starter.
It's tough to find. It's tough to find a team that doesn't have running back by committee nowadays, which is annoying for fantasy, but
yeah, so he went really running back heavy. He had Barkley, Chubb. In the flex, he had Breida from San Francisco. His receivers were Robert Woods and Mike Williams. He had Kelsey in the tight end. I like Kaimi as your kicker. I thought that was
good. I do too.
Kaimi Fairbairn?
Yeah, I thought that I liked that pick.
And I don't.
Then Wentz was his QB.
I love Wentz, and I love Mike Williams. I think Mike Williams we saw this year. I don't love Robert Woods. I don't know why. I don't really have a reason to. I just don't love him for some reason.
There's three Rams receivers who are all like the same talent level, so we'll see.
I've got one of them in cut, but as your wide receiver one, I don't love him, I should say. If that makes sense.
My team's next, right?
You were second overall, yes.
I think your core is definitely your wide receivers set with T.Y. and Amari.
I like your team. I worry, like I said earlier, T.Y. with Andrew Luck. If not, that's fine. But I like your team for the most part. I'm not big on Ingram just because of how much Lamar runs it. But
yeah, and I guess if Lamar ends up blowing up, then it'll be...
Well, I mean, it'll...
Like, I'll win either way if the Ravens just score, for the most part.
That's if you start... That's if you start Lamar.
I mean, you'd rather just have Mark Ingram be good, because you don't need to start Lamar with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
No, I know. I just meant, like, if the Ravens... I'm assuming the Ravens are scoring, and I'm saying if it's through the air, then I have Lamar Jackson. If it's... I have both of their options.
But you're not starting
Lamar. You're going to start Aaron Rodgers over Lamar most of the time anyways. So then you just lose at the running back position.
I understand that, but I'm saying then I have a good asset off the bench. Obviously, there's one I'd rather have more, but I'm saying if the Ravens are scoring points, then good.
If you want that, you could just trade me Aaron Rodgers, and you can have Lamar your starting QB.
Well, then who's your... I would need a quarterback back.
I'll give you Russell. Or you got Lamar. We're talking so highly of him.
Yeah.
Why would I do that? Like, what are you going to give me?
Let's talk about Max's team. Now that
oh, my God.
Max's team is next.
What are you bringing to the table?
Oh, God.
Max team is next, third overall. Kamara, I like there. I was kind of surprised he dropped you, so I like that.
I was happy about that.
Not a surprise or anything. I don't love Sterling Shepard as your wide receiver, too.
And I'm trying to get rid of him. I'm not happy, but he is still a number one wide receiver for the Giants, so I'll take that. But he's going to be gone pretty soon, so don't get comfy.
I like Ertz.
Who do you think will be the quarterback for the Giants by the end of the year? Daniel or Eli?
Daniel.
I think it's Daniel, too.
Daniel looks... I've only seen him in the one preseason game he played the Jets, and the one drive I watched him, he looked pretty solid.
Yeah, and Eli's atrocious. Yeah. Eli is just absolutely horrendous. That is horrible.
Now,
Eli
is the worst starting QB in the league.
I don't know about that.
I think he is.
I think you're a little biased again, just with the division.
Maybe, but like, who would be worse?
It could be Kyler Murray when he starts, because we don't know yet. Because he's starting.
I'm already taking Kyler Murray ahead of him, I think.
Yeah, I would rather have Kyler Murray.
Currently, I am, but I'm saying
who's the quarterback?
Kyler Murray's a short king.
Who's the quarterback for the Dolphins?
Josh Rosen.
Josh
or
Rosen.
Fitz.
Fitz Magic.
Both are better.
Come on.
Oh, when you said Cam's the drippiest quarterback in the league, Fitz Magic definitely beats him. That interview of him wearing Deshaun Jackson's gear.
I still think Cam
is definitely
the drippiest. Yeah, Cam, but like, still is. But
Fitz Magic takes that
Fitz
one week.
Sick. Fitz is sick.
So in the draft review, ESPN does this thing now where they like basically rank the teams after the draft.
It's a
like,
very awful system.
Yeah, it's,
well, it's
dumb.
It's pretty much straight based off where your pick was.
That's completely false.
No, it's not.
It's pretty close to it.
Cade's two.
He had the fourth overall pick, though.
Venti,
I'm saying it's pretty similar.
Venti was one, and I had the third pick, and I was ranked third. He was ranked first with the first pick.
Jake's making a point here.
Like, I'm ranked 10. I had the ninth pick.
No, but he's
I had the seventh
off,
pick. No, I had the second.
You're
not
on the show,
seven,
pal.
So I fell off.
Well, maybe your team's just not good.
Okay, but
okay. Let's keep on going with the teams.
I had the seventh pick, and I'm sixth now. So.
Oh, pretty fair.
So we shouldn't look.
I'm not saying it's exact, but it's similar to where.
Yeah, I'm with Jake on that.
Next, Cade. We already talked a lot about Cade with his reaches. I still like his team. I like Josh Jacobs a lot.
Yeah, I like Cade's team.
He's next.
Nick, right?
Nick, yeah. I don't like Tug. I think he's going to...
I'm not a huge fan of Nick's team.
No, I'm not either.
Well, Nick got Gurley at 5, and that can kind of throw you off if you reach like that, especially so early.
Especially if Gurley's going to... I'm not sure how much they're going to, like, play him, so that scares me a little bit. And then with Derrick Henry's inconsistency.
Yeah, he's got a lot of question marks, especially with David Montgomery at flex.
I actually like David Montgomery.
I like him too, but he is
Shane
Carey.
Yeah.
With Tariq.
Yeah, that's true.
And the Bears aren't the best offensive team, but we'll see what happens.
I'm looking at Tyler's team now. He actually, I haven't really looked him out. He's not that bad. He's solid. I like David Johnson and Devontae Freeman as running backs, and then Keenan Allen and Brandon Cooks as receivers. He's got a good tight end in O.J. Howard, James White as a flex. Like, that's a solid.
It's solid.
Yeah.
The only spot I worry about him is quarterback with Tom Brady.
I don't like Brady quarterback.
I think by the end...
He's
if
got
he,
Phillip in
if
the
he can, Yeah, if he can get over his bias of Tom Brady, I think Phillip's may be better.
Yeah, I would start Phillip.
I think his problem is he's
I
got
like
DJ Moore on the bench.
Yeah, I like DJ
what
Moore
are you doing
the
there, buddy? Come on.
I think he's got to...
Trade
yeah.
someone
yeah.
up for a better QB and get Moore up in that flex.
Yeah.
I think he'd have a
well,
pretty good
I don't, team. I'm not big on White because the Patriots have so many running backs, so... I think if he can put a package deal together with White and Moore...
Yeah, that's a good...
And trade someone for a QB and maybe another running back...
He's got a good bench to put anyone at flex, so I think you just trade up for a good QB.
Make a move, Tyler.
Which Wyatt could give him with Drew Brees and Deshaun Watson.
There it is.
That's all you got to do.
The problem with Wyatt is I tried to make a trade with Wyatt, and
we all try to take advantage of Wyatt. And like,
but he doesn't understand. I say Wyatt, let me have Drew Brees immediately. James Conner, that's who I want. Like, he doesn't understand the value of,
he
quarterback.
Just doesn't know fantasy football.
No.
Pierce, you're the commissioner. You could make this trade go through without them even approving it. So why don't we get on that right now? Let's make things interesting.
For the sake of the league. Let's just
exactly.
Next up, who's next? This is Pierce.
Yeah.
I like Pierce's running backs a lot.
Le'Veon and Kerryon.
I'm not big on Kerryon.
I
didn't
even know
that.
You could make like a really good name, like Kerryon.
Carry on my
like
way.
I'm not a big fantasy football like pun
carry
guy.
I think who's Tyler's probably the biggest on the puns. He's always got a pun.
Atlanta
every year.
Sneaks.
Yeah, we used
he
to.
Is big on
yeah,
he used to, I remember he used to like think of ones for himself, like on his team that like he wouldn't look up online. He'd just think of ones. Like he had Aaron Rodgers one year with the armed Rodgery.
Just a quick announcement. We know Atlanta Sneaks was the announcer's official sponsor, but we found out Tyler doesn't listen, so we no longer give him a shout out, and he won't know because he doesn't listen. So
yeah,
that's his own fault.
He always asks.
he
always asks. He's like, "Did you guys read the ad roll for this episode?" Where we just say, "Oh yeah, we did," and then he's like, "Cool, cool, cool." And so now that we know he doesn't listen, like, we're not loyal to him, but if he still wants to pay us, that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah. Pierce, I like your team. Austin Hooper as a tight end is a little sus.
I like Austin Hooper.
He's not a touchdown guy. He's
I like him at the spot you took him.
Yeah, I picked a tight end very late.
I like Christian Kirk a lot too. No, I think your team's solid this year.
Thank you.
I'm not saying that just because you're in here, but
thank you.
Next up, we've got Lucas. Went nuke in the first round. I don't like Dalvin Cook, another injury-prone guy.
I don't know. I think Dalvin Cook could be good.
I think he's got the talent. It's just if he stays on the field.
Yeah.
He's got a pretty solid team.
I don't like Alshon Jeffrey.
He's a good wide receiver, too, I feel like.
I just don't love as Wentz spreads the ball around so much. Mm-hmm. And he's got a lot of other options between Ertz. They just picked up DeSean Jackson, right?
Interesting. Yeah.
He's got a Sammy Tammy's on the bench.
Mm-hmm. I like D.D. Westbrook. I like that pick.
I don't like Greg Olsen.
I don't like LeSean McCoy either.
I think Greg Olsen can't stay healthy every year or something. He's so old.
He's old. He's been in the league a long time.
His backup in Kyle Rudolph isn't terrible, though.
Yeah, I like the Kyle Rudolph.
I'm kind of surprised Kyle Rudolph dropped all the way to the last round.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm looking at Jake's team. Jake, Andrew Luck, obviously a little shaky situation.
If he can get out there, I'll be fine. But
I agree. Connor and Marlon Mack.
I like James Conner.
I'm not huge on Mac either.
I do like James Conner.
You got a nice little Colts double up. That'll be interesting to see how that works out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like your receivers.
I love my receivers.
I also like the receivers.
And then I like my tight end. My tight ends are both very solid.
Last year, who could be an absolute monster some weeks, and then other weeks he was non-existent. But he's on a better team this year.
He's in a better place.
With a much better quarterback, so I think he'll be better this year.
And then Cooper Kupp and a flex, like that's definitely solid.
Yeah.
You're pretty balanced. If you can figure out that Andrew Luck injury situation, that'll be big. But you're in a good spot.
Right now, I think my goal would be to try and trade like a Darius Geis and try and pick up a better quarterback, which is what I tried to do with Wyatt, but he started asking too much, so not going down that road
anymore.
Can't
make deals with Wyatt.
No.
Speaking of Wyatt, looking at his team,
boom.
I can easily say it was the worst fantasy draft I've ever seen.
Oh, it was bad. I do play him week one.
So. I play him twice, thankfully.
Yeah, Cade and Sutt play him twice, which is huge.
That's so lucky.
Like, it's really nice going into the first week and knowing I have two wins on my schedule. Knock on wood. But he has Deshaun Watson at QB. His running backs are Aaron Jones and Latavius Murray.
That is just so awful. That is awful.
And then he has Tyreek Hill and Chris Godwin. His tight end is Vance McDonald. His flex is Will Fuller. Patriots defense. And Harrison Butker, when he very easily could have had Greg the Leg in the same slot. The bench is atrocious. His first round pick is Melvin Gordon, who is not in his starting lineup.
His running back, too, is a backup to the top three pick in the league.
It's not good.
I don't know.
I just cringe looking at that. Like, that gives me nightmares.
I mean, if Wyatt's smart, he's got to trade. I know he's got to trade Breeze and try and at least just pick up a decent RB2.
I agree.
Because, if I was Wyatt, I know this is with me, but if I was him, I would at least do Darius Geis for Drew Breeze straight up.
No.
I would do it. I don't understand why you wouldn't as him. Wouldn't you rather have Geis?
He's got the leverage.
I'm not freaking out about it, but, like, wouldn't you rather have Geis and Latavius Murray?
Probably yes.
You don't have
but
anyone.
I don't know if I would,
But he's got
just, that is the worst RB2 in our league by far. It's
it's pathetic. Will Eelsteam, Patty Mahomes is the quarterback. He went high to get him, but I think it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
I do. I mean that dude's good.
Will's sneaky. Will just never says that he doesn't prepare for fantasy at all, and then his team ends up not being that bad.
Receivers
are really good.
Yeah, I love his receivers. I like Tyler Boyd at the flex. I don't like his running backs.
I don't like Tariq Cohen.
I don't like Sony Michel. Again,
Sony. I like Sony.
With James White.
That's an RB1, but I like Sony.
Sony would be an awesome flex if you could get in there.
We're talking his RB1, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't see the value either.
It's just too much of a running back by committee there with Belichick.
Yeah. And then he has Larry Fitzgerald coming off the bench. I had no idea he was still playing.
I like Hunter Henry, too.
Washed up.
Yeah, I like Hunter Henry.
And he had Jameis Winston, off the bench, too. I thought Jameis was going to be really, really good.
But you're a Jameis fan. You've been a Jameis fan.
I am a Jameis fan. I just thought he was going to be a lot better.
Still not the biggest Jameis fan in our league, though.
I'm not at all. Oh, yeah.
Tyler is a huge Jameis fan.
Atlanta State.
Was it last year that Tyler tried to convince us that Jameis Winston was the top?
I think it was 2 years ago. So even
he tried to say it was top 10.
Yeah.
Right?
Top 10. Yeah.
And this was when he was maybe a rookie.
And we named a solid 23 or 24 quarterbacks better than him without looking them up.
Yeah.
The last team in the draft, Luke Brown. He had Jared Goff at quarterback. I like Mixon as a running back. I think we've talked about him a fair share. Damian Williams was a reach.
I don't love Damian Williams.
I don't like his team in general.
Michael Thomas was a nice pick to end the first round. And then he had Lockett in like the sixth, I think.
Yeah.
George Kittle's obviously a good tight end. He's got the Browns defense, which will be kind of...
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's risky. Not the...
Wait, I'm not.
I don't like Lamar.
Wait, where are the Browns' defense?
In his lineup.
In his starting defense slot.
Does it say something different for you?
Oh, I'm looking at the draft board. Uh-oh. He's got the Colts here. The Browns weren't taken.
Oh, little waiver wire.
Okay. Waiver action.
All right. Okay, that's fine if that's what he has. I just didn't know. I like Tyler Lockett as wide receiver too. I think he's gonna be solid.
Yeah, I do too.
That was a really late pick too.
Yeah.
And then he's got Metcalf coming off the bench, which he's my wrestling champion, so. Overall, Pierce, as commissioner, what did you think of the draft? What were your overall thoughts?
Overall, I think it went really well. I think almost everyone prepared for it, made good picks, almost everyone.
It was a pretty good draft. We take our league pretty seriously, which is good.
Yes.
It makes a lot more fun.
It does. We don't have any of the, like, week-to-week issues where it's like, hey, he didn't check his team at all, so, like...
We know, we talk about how bad Wyatt's draft was and how he doesn't prepare, but both of them stay, they're both very into it. Like, they pay attention, and they make trades and stuff, which the worst is when you have people stop paying attention 6 weeks in once their team goes 1-5.
Jurgens.
Yeah. Wasn't going to say it, but...
Somebody had to.
That'll wrap us up with fantasy football. We'll jump into some segments. We'll start with our over-under.
Let's go. So what was the over-under this week?
We've got stores. So, Pierce, do you want to go first or last as a guest?
I'll go first so no one takes mine, even though it's some
pressure. So we go around the room with over, right?
Yeah, let's go over to start.
Okay, over?
Yeah. And then
over, I don't know if these stores are still relevant, but I have Anthropology.
That was very random.
Like, think about what's in there. Like, it's just dumb. It's like candles and pillows and like sweaters, and it's just like, I don't know. I've never seen why women like that store so much. I think it sucks, but that's just me.
I like that. It's fair. Where you're coming from. Yeah. I like it.
Thank you.
So go ahead.
Okay. My overrated is Flight Club.
I'm with that.
The New York City, like the shoe shop or whatever, it's just ridiculously overpriced. Like, obviously they have a lot of good stuff, but there's just no way that someone not rich would spend that much money on a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
And for that reason, I'm just going to call it overrated. People hype it up a ton. It doesn't meet those standards for me.
All right, my overrated, just for how big of it, I guess it's not like a lot of people love it, but just for how big it is, I think Kroger's overrated. I think Kroger is just gross. Every time I go in there, it just feels gross to me. I don't know why. It just does.
I like Publix better.
This is going to be interesting. Yeah.
Is that your underrated?
Beef. Beef between Pierce and Jake. Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Interesting.
That's never happened.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
All right, my overrated store is Crocs. It's the store. I'm not talking about the shoe. I like the shoe, but... The store in general, we walked into it, and it smelled just like straight feet.
Well, it smells like rubber because Crocs are made of rubber.
Like a sweaty, hot foot goes into each shoe, and then they put it on the shelf. It smells god-awful. I couldn't stand in that store for at least 2 minutes. I had to walk out, but Crocs.
Did someone like ever highly rate the Crocs store like for it to be?
Mac again.
Did somebody, who said the Crocs store was really, really good to make it overrated?
I have sources.
Lucas is a big Crocs fan.
Lucas is a big Crocs fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And his dad Daniel is too.
Love Daniel.
Friend of the pod.
Shout Daniel. Out Dan.
My middle name is Daniel.
Sorry, Mr. Garvadian. I'm sorry.
Daniel Jones.
All right, Pierce, underrated. We already know what it is.
My underrated is Kroger.
Oh, good pick.
My underrated is Kroger. So I just feel like everyone is always at Publix. And Publix probably is better, but I like the Kroger. I'm a Kroger fan. I don't think it's gross.
I get this vibe from Kroger, like when you walk in, the floors being brown, it just creates something weird for me. I don't know why. I just don't like it.
I don't think they're always brown.
They're always that weird, like, brown cement thing. I don't know.
I mean, Publix just has, like, the whole pub sub advantage.
That's the biggest thing for pub subs.
I mean, over half the time I go there, it's for the pub subs. I treat it like a restaurant, almost.
Okay.
My underrated is Costco.
That was mine. Are you kidding me?
Good one.
That's a very good one.
Oh,
right. Obviously, you need a membership to Costco, but if you can take advantage of that, it's literally the best store ever created, and not enough people talk about it. Like, you can just get an absurd amount of stuff.
Free samples.
You can get a meal in there just walking in there and going in free samples.
That's true. Yeah, you can get a meal and then, like,
a slice of pizza for another dollar.
100 of the most random things you can think of, and it'll come out at, like, $15. Like, it's just high quality shopping. I'm a big Costco fan, so that's why it's my underrated.
Okay, that was also my underrated, so I'm coming up with them on the fly.
I'll take show you mine if you want.
Don't we go? Okay. What do you think?
This one's just off the top of my head. I'll take Fanatics, the online store for sports. It's a very solid store. They're always running some deals on there too, so.
Pretty good.
I've never even heard of this store.
It's like a ripoff every team. Of NFL Shop and.
Yeah, it's like.
Well, I'm pretty sure NFL Shop is like through Fanatics. I don't know if I'm confirmed, like, but I'm pretty sure it is.
You get jerseys from there and stuff.
Okay. Just look up anything you need sports-wise.
Gotcha.
I got a Patriots mini fridge on Fanatics.
That's a pretty good underrated, like, off the top of your head.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
On the spot. Appreciate thinking. It. That's what we need.
Yep.
My underrated store is Tommy Bahama. They have really comfy clothing. Not a single coarse shirt. It's all soft and feels good. Good beach clothing. And
keep in mind, this is the same kid that is wearing a pineapple shirt right now.
Yeah,
that is
not
even a good material.
It's pretty crappy. I wanted a good Hawaiian theme for the show today, but not everyone got the memo.
We got it. We just disregarded.
Yeah, I'm wearing a Dunder Mifflin shirt. I think mine's cooler. So,
all right,
big three. Randomize it. I've already got it set up. Just how many times are we doing it? Three.
Let's do it four.
Because we got four.
No, five. Because we have five people in the room.
Vintage is not doing. Are you doing a big three?
No.
Four. I was about to say I can't fit him on the chart. So. All right, four. It's coming.
Waiting on the order. Come on now.
That's all right.
What she said.
Come on, man.
Come on.
All right, Mac, Pierce, Jake, Sutt.
Oh, the first pick. Okay. This is new.
Mac, you're up.
So the big three day, the sign was days. Leave it there.
Big three of days.
Take it anywhere.
Are we correct spelling D-A-Y-S?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to take this one because I don't want it taken, but my first day is Jason Day.
Okay.
It's a good day. Good golfer. Out of the box thinking. Y'all are probably thinking some, like, holidays or something, but I'm going to go with Jason Day. First pick.
Okay, I am gonna go the hall. No, it's not even my turn. Pierce, go ahead. Yeah. I always do that.
I'm gonna piggyback off Mac, and I'm gonna go with Charlie Day.
Oh, so good
Charlie
actor.
Day is, if you don't know him, he's in Horrible Bosses. He's in It's Always Sunny. He's, I think, one of the funniest actors right now. But that's just me. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Two last name Days back to back.
Yeah, starting off strong, baby.
Let's go.
All right, I'll mix it up and I'll go with the little version of the holiday, and I'll take July 4th. 1776, when America got its independence.
That is a day.
It's a pretty good day.
Respect to the country. Gotta honor it. My first, or I have back to back.
Yep.
So, my first one, I'm gonna take Christmas Eve. I think Christmas Eve is one of the best days of the year. The anticipation all day long, waiting for that night to go to sleep. Obviously, it doesn't include Christmas morning, but I feel like Christmas morning just gets over with so fast that that's why I like Christmas Eve better.
Okay. I like Christmas Eve. It's nice and just relaxed. Mm-hmm.
Just the anticipation is awesome. My second one is the first day of March Madness of the NCAA tournament.
That was one of mine. That's a good pick.
That Thursday, I have so many good memories of just like being in school and pulling up those games on my phone or computer or whatever. And then especially like when you're changing classes, everyone like talking about, hey, did you see that upset? Did you see that shot or whatever? Like, that's just awesome. Sports in school have never been like so united than on that day. So I really, that's one of the best days of the year.
It's a good pick. I'm going to go Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
Nothing beats food and football. Just the entire day is just great.
Thanksgiving is a great,
very practical day. It's just,
I was kind of surprised it dropped to me here, but it's a very good pick.
Okay. Pierce, you're up.
Oh, yeah, it's me. Okay. I'm going to go with birthday.
Oh, dang it. I thought about taking it, but I didn't think no one was going to take it.
It's just like, you know, all your friends come and hang out. You guys party, do whatever. So it's all about you. You know, you get stuff. I think birthday is one of the best days of the year.
Get a chance to be a little selfish.
Yeah, exactly. It's about you.
All right, am I up with two?
Yep.
All right, my first pick is daydreaming. Just during the day, you kind of just zone off and you get in your own element. Everything else is kind of canceled out and you just focus on something random. So it's a nice daydream. Just thought that was good. And then my third pick, because I have two, is Day and Night by Kid Cudi. Good song.
That's a great song.
Yeah. Very good song.
So I thought that finished it off.
I like how you went three with no connection to the day.
Yeah, I thought I knew all y'all were going to pick like an actual day, so I kind of had to go outside the box here. All of mine are
straight off the day, but yeah. I think I can still win this one.
My next one is off the day. So my next one is actually Christmas Day. So Sunday, Christmas Eve. Because as a kid, for me, the best feeling I had all year was waking up Christmas morning at like 8 a.m. and then having to like run downstairs and try to convince my parents to get up.
Yeah.
Open presents. That's just me as a kid.
No, I mean,
yeah.
Who doesn't? Who dislikes Christmas Day? Or
yeah,
Christmas
I mean,
Day?
Now it's like it's still a great day, but like when you were younger, it was just a hit different.
Well, it had all you. One, you still believed in Santa. Sorry if you didn't. If you're listening to us and you
Santa's
still believe
real,
in Santa,
if you're a kid and or your parents and your kids are with you, Santa is real.
Comes down the chimney every.
Every
year.
December 24th.
But there's just a difference between nowadays when you used to. You used to have toys to play with all day. Now, what, you get a pair of shoes, like, you can't play with them. So you kind of sit there in that awkward spot of, like, you can't go hang out with friends because you have to be with your family.
That's true.
But, like, you kind of just sit there, like, around. We talk about that with NBA Christmas games, but I thought I'd throw it again. Is it my pick?
Yeah, it's you.
All right. Mine's similar to Sutt's with March Madness. I'm taking opening day for baseball. Big baseball fan, so.
That day just comes and goes to me, and I don't even notice that it happened.
I'm sorry that you don't like baseball.
I look forward to it.
But I don't know. It's just a good day. Usually good day games, good pitching matchups. It's a good day.
Okay. To close off the day's big three, I'm going to go with Days Before Rodeo. One of my favorite Travis Scott albums. Notable songs, Drugs You Should Try It, Gray, Skyfall, Mamacita. I think it's a classic. It's supposed to be put on Apple Music really soon, so I'm excited. I mean, add it to all my playlists and stuff. So that's my one non-literal one. It's just straight up Days Before Rodeo.
Good pick.
Thank you.
That's a good pick.
So we'll post that on the Instagram and we can see.
No, we got honorable mentions soon.
Wait, was that?
That was three.
Yeah, that was three.
Okay, that was three. Okay.
Anyone?
Did you have any honorable mentions?
Yeah. Do you want to go first, guest, or do you have any?
I'll throw one in there. Friday. Surprised I didn't go. All right. Friday.
Don't let the guests go first.
Yeah,
Friday.
That was mine.
Friday.
Fry hooray.
Okay.
You could throw Saturday in there too. Sunday.
Saturday's good.
Weekend days.
Sunday's scary. You don't know.
During football season, Sunday.
Yeah.
Football,
strictly during football season, though.
I have draft day for fantasy or NFL draft, or it was a movie. Good movie.
I really enjoyed that movie.
And I also have Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That was a good movie.
Instant classic.
I had last day of school. I feel like that's just
okay.
That's a freeing
feeling.
Pick.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
For sure.
Day and Night by Kid Cudi was pretty good though.
Preach.
I did not expect anyone to say that. It actually crossed my mind a little bit, but I knew I didn't want to do two music ones.
That's true.
Yeah, it can be that.
You gotta switch up the variety.
Yeah, that guy. So I had to go. I chose Travis just because, you know, it's my guy.
It's the greatest mixtape of all time, by the way.
It's a bit of a reach.
Yep. All right, so now we. Do one thing with our guests every time they come on. Pierce is going to get down to the push-up competition.
The Bush League Sports push-up challenge.
So far we've got Matthew Cleveland had how many?
Cleveland had 30. Kylie Beal came in and put up a strong 11.
11.
So guess is Pierce falls somewhere in between, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'm going 14 for Pierce.
So, what's your guess?
I'm going to go 12.
I got...
Guess Kylie goes one over and then says no.
I got 15. Winner decides where we go eat.
Okay, we're still trying to figure out how we like narrate this without it being weird.
It's a little awkward, but let's go ahead and crank them out.
He's going to push us one. That's two.
Do you hear the...
Three.
The bass of every time he goes down the ground.
Such a big bass.
Kylie may beat him. Upset alert.
Seven. Hasn't gone down.
Seven.
Yeah, yeah. Max making me laughing.
Sorry.
When the knees touch, he's done. Eight. Nine.
Ten.
Big 11. All you need is one more.
And Kylie's gonna be. Kylie's gonna be. Oh my god.
He cranks out 12.
I beat Kylie. Let the record show I did beat Kylie.
Pierce is better than Kylie.
Kylie honestly got 11, but like it was quicker than that though.
I mean, he did laugh.
He didn't take that long.
Pierce is a bigger body though. I'll give him that.
Much bigger. Much
yeah.
bigger. I
Shaking
am 6'5
the whole house.
For the listeners. I'm yeah. 6'5. I don't work out ever.
He's out of breath right now.
I was thinking about just doing one and tapping out, but I mean,
that's no fun.
We appreciate your effort.
You're welcome. Yep. You're welcome.
So that's your one workout in before the rec basketball season. Now,
exactly.
Right? So you're good.
Exactly.
He's in shape.
Yeah, you're.
I am a star of the Wills Park Rec Basketball
yeah,
League.
Some more things to look out upcoming as we start our Rec Basketball League. We'll give a quick rundown of every game that we play. And then as football gets started, we have our upset of the week. You done, Mac? All right, I guess that'll wrap us up. Thanks, Pierce, for coming in.
Thank you guys for having me.
Deuces!
It was a blast.
It was
a blast.
It was
Thank
fun.
You.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye. Thanks.
Bye.